Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with the Kenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today in the second of our two short talks, we are going to look at the history of the Sheehan's House. The Sheehan's House was constructed in 1582 by Sir Richard Shee, located in what is now Rose Inn Street. When constructed, the building was originally freestanding and possibly larger than it is today. It was built for the purpose of housing six male and six female paupers. It is the earliest almshouse known to have been erected in Kilkenny. It is made of local limestone. The Shees were originally a native tribe from County Kerry. After the Norman invasion, branches of the family began to move eastward looking for lands to settle as the family was very large. They first settled in Tipperary in 1381. They secured land rights from King Richard II and these were later confirmed by Henry VI in 1458, although they were a native Irish family. They arrived in Kilkenny in the late 14th century while retaining their Tipperary land holdings. Their rise to political power seemed to have been quite rapid, as by 1493, Robert O'Shea was sovereign of Kilkenny. Sir Richard Shee, born circa 1532, was the great-grandson of Robert and probably educated in the Kilkenny school founded by Piers and Margaret Butler. He went to the Gray's Inn in London and trained to become a lawyer. Upon his return to Kilkenny, Sir Richard and his brother Elias were becoming very prominent leaders of the city. Large amounts of land in Kilkenny had been acquired by the Shee family since the time of Robert O'Shea. The family had also developed a strong relationship with the Butlers since their arrival in Kilkenny. Sir Richard would act as legal advisor to the 10th Earl of Ormond, Black Tom Butler. He subsequently added to the family's land holdings as well as the family being bestowed with many other honours. When the Sheehan's was built in 1582, it was built for Kilkenny citizens, but possibly also to ease the conscience of a very wealthy Sir Richard Shee. In his will, Sir Richard proposed a supposed curse on his descendants, specifically to those who would abandon the almshouse in St Mary's Parish. The fortunes of the Shee family dwindled over the 17th, 18th and 19th centuries, as did the fortunes of the almshouse itself. As the family retained cattle throughout the Reformation and beyond, they lost much of their lands and wealth. The almshouse was sold by Edmund Shee in 1752, but the residents were not evicted but relied on the charity of the people of Kilkenny. Help in the form of annuity was to come to the almshouse in 1755 from the will of Jasper Roth of London and Paris at the centre of the Kilkenny Roth family. This annuity was paid directly from Paris on to 1789, but the money was confiscated by the revolutionary French government. Further help came in 1796 when John O'Shea repurchased the almshouse and funded it from family resources. As time went on, it became clear that the house was no longer fit for purpose. No records exist of its inhabitants after 1804. It is thought that some of the building remained in its original use until the mid-19th century. It was also used as a chapel. The building was remodelled by Nicholas O'Puir O'Shea during this period and given to the Ladies Charitable Association. The building must have various tenants over the coming years providing little rental income. The building began to fall into disrepair. By the 1920s it was used as a store and remained so until its purchase by Kilkenny Corporation in 1978. Major Patrick O'Puir O'Shea, Kilkenny Corporation settled also having the building restored. And in 1981 it became the Kilkenny City Tourism Information Centre, which remained there until 2019.